Okay, let's begin, finish up from where we left off yesterday. We had one more Nakuda to do, and then we'll continue to Mumar and Tosefis, and then I want to get to the Mayim at the end about pouring the water, Plineter. The last thing we wanted to mention about the Mahalach, about the different Platas, was the Chazon Ish's opinion. We already said that the Chazon Ish is of the opinion they're not allowed to use a blech. He considers that to be Geish Galuya. So the question is, according to the Chazon Ish, what would he hold about a plata, which has no dials to raise or diminish the heat? Is that Kegrufa Ktuma, or would that also be Aser, like the Chazon Ish Aser, the Blech? So this is a machlek amongst Talmidim of the Chazon Ish, what he held. In the Sefer Bris Oilam, he points out that he feels that a plata would be different, and the Chazon Ish would assume that it would be okay to do shehia and to put on a plata. And Lamaisa, he wanted to claim that it's better than a blech, and it's considered to be what? Something that Chazon Ish would be makel on, and we wouldn't say a low pluk. And he actually brings up that even by the Gzer of Shemayata, even though the Gemara says there is a low plug, but a nir like this, which is, there's no efsharut to, let's say a candle, where there be no possibility of doing hatia, you know, the inclining the candle would not be under the low plug. And he says that this is a similar thing. And also in the Chuvis Yaskel Avdi, Chelik Zayin, Simen Chav Ches, Os Ches, he says a plot is better than a blech as well, because the blech can always be removed accidentally, whereas a plata, you can't remove it, obviously. And even the Chazon Ish said, Asur the blech, he says, he would be mode here that it's okay, because by the plot, it's a simen of Shabbos, don l'shem Shabbos, and one would be mekel. So that's the Sefer Brisol and the Tshuvas Yaskel Avdi. However, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, where it's kind of like a biography of the Chazon Ish, in Amud Kuf Beis Osir Aleph, it says that the Chazon Ish was asked about this, a plata, which is special for Shabbos. Is it considered ligaruf hakotum? And he said it's not. So, seems like it's a machlekes amongst the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. And the reason why is because either it's a low plug. The Chazon Ish held it was like a low plug. That's what the Shalman Yonason says. That the Shalman Yonason said by Atayas and Nir, he mentioned a low plug to ask for all the candles. So, also, we would say the same din by a plata. Also, we would say the same din of a low plug as well. And Lamaisa, it's a little bit difficult because the Bris Olam said that, you know, we would not ask for certain candles where there's no possibility of Nataya. But the Chazon Ish Davka spoke about that and he made a low plug. So Lechura, it's very difficult that the Bris Olam actually said that when the Chazon Ish himself made the low plug within that realm. So Lamaisa, it turns out a machlokes amongst the Talmidim Chazon Ish. He asks as a blech. The question would he ask for a plata? That we're saying is a machlokes in the Bris Olam Yaskel Avdi against the Orchos Rabbeinu. Okay. Just to finish off this Nakuda, I want to just point out, would it be mutter to shehiyah lecharchila on Shabbos with a tavshel yovesh, mavushel kol tzarko, that was in the fridge, and on Shabbos morning you want to put it on the plata and get it ready for lunch? Or would you say that would be a problem, Mexican vashel, chitui? So if you recall, we had a steer in the Mechaber from Sif Gimel to Sif Hei, and Reish Nun Gimel, we had three Teirutzim. The Togam Ravava said the Chilik was between something that is baked and other Tavshilim. Only things that are baked, the Mechaber was Mekel on a Kederi Reikonis. And the Primigodim, the Chilik was between a Kederi Reikonis and a Malaya. The bottom was full or not. Full one, the Shulchan Aruch Mata, Shiel, the Charchilo. And the third terms was Machas Shekel, B'Shem, the Magad of Ram, was Mechak, and Dover Lach, and Dover Yavish. By a Dover Yavish, the Mechaber was Mekel, Halach Lamaisa. So the Ichavet Das and Chelek Beis Simen Mem Hei says, if you follow the Magen of Ram, who distinguishes between a Dover Yavish and a Dover Lach, and plus the fact that we have a kavua fire, it doesn't diminish, and shem yechata maybe shouldn't be a problem, and by a plot there's no efsharus to lakbia the chom. So he wants to claim that no problem to put back a dover yavish from the fridge directly on the plata. However, we had mentioned Mr. Brura didn't really go with that Magen Avraham. He didn't like that chiluk in dover yavish dover lach, and his chiluk he liked was the prima godim. And on a kedera maleya, it's good to do shiur lechachila. On an empty one, it's aser. And even if it's not the derech to cook like that mosachol, but nevertheless, since lemaisa. There's a little bit more concern. So therefore, if you follow like that, Lamaisa, it could be a little bit, you might want to not be able to put that something yavish directly on the fridge, and rather put it on a kadera, Lamaisa, that's Malaya. It's even better if you follow that reasoning. And if you look in the Chuvis Or Litzion, Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed Osid Gimel, he writes that, you know, it could be a plata, there's esh all over it, under it, and it might be the whole thing, might be kulum kamakum tachtav esh, and he says tov lahachmer. And also Rav Vosner also, it's also the dushiyah lechachila b'shavz agabi a plata, because even though we don't cook on it, but it's regilin to put things there to warm up, and therefore he thought on Shabbos enough to do shihiyah. Now Rav Moshe, in chelik dalet simenai and dalet that same chulo slamet hey, the way he seems to say it is, and we mentioned this before, on a plata chashmas im efshar is basho sham, then it's muta. So we say, what does that mean, efshar? But what I want to bring out is the following, Lamaisa. Can it reach Yad Soledis Bo or not? Turns out to be a big machloikis here between Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal and Rabbi Moshe. Is it muta de Moshev lechachila b'shabas on a makom, even if the tafshos lach, if it can reach Yad Soledis Bo, but it won't lead to Reticha, won't get steaming hot. And at the same time, it's impossible for a Yavish to get cooked. So this is talking even out of Dover Lach. So let's get the case situation. In other words, Lamaisa could reach Yad Soledis Bo, but it'll never reach, you know, burning, scalding hot, won't lead to Reticha. And at the same time, you can't cook on a Dover Yavish on it. So is it mutter to put something, davar lach, on the plata? Of course it can't reach Yad Soledis Bo. I guess you won't leave it on till that time. But lemaisa, is that permissible or not? So it turns out to be a big machloikis regarding that. And it could be that Rav Moshe held that it's efshar lechamim sham liyatzav davar lach, she'inu mevushal, but it's not the derech to eat the davar lach becham she'yad soledis bo without it first burning first. So therefore, since these kalim you can't get the scalding point, it's not the derech lechamim on these kalim davar lach that's not mevushal, and therefore maybe there's no gzera of mechzikim mevushal. But at the same time, you have to make sure otherwise it won't get to what you know yad soledis bo and get reached that point of bishul. I mean, you always have the ramada rely on, but the bottom line is, it turns out to be a machleis din Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yoshev. Can you put a davar lach on a plata that could reach Yad Soledis Bo? You're not going to let it. Let's say you hope you will let it, but at the same time, a davar yavish will not be able to be cooked on it. So is that going to be permissible or not? Rav Moshe seems to say it would be okay, and Rabbi Yoshev says no. That's going to be usur halacha lemaisa, because anything that could be lead up to Yad Soledis Bo is going to be a problem. It could be that there's a marker for this, that it might be mutter to do shiur lechachila a plate of chashmolis. What's that early marker from? From the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Lamed Aleph. He allows nesinis tavshan amaziva shel toner. And the Ma'aril says that it's only if it's on eitz or a daf. And Mr. Bruce says in Sifkat Pei Aleph that the Ma'aril says even shiur lechachila we allow because the maziva, the shelf, is not a makom bishul. The Nesinus Eser, the Daf's a hecker, you won't come to the Chitui. And the Sharatzin, Sifka Nayin Hay says exactly that. And therefore, maybe Shila Chachina Pleita Chashmoldis, it's not the Derech Bishul Bekach, it's not a Chash Pleita, it's not a Chash Pitui Chitui on the Plata, so therefore it will be Mutter to do Shila Chachila. And the Shmir Shabbos of Perik Alpha, Ara Ayin Aleph writes, Efshir Shadoma Lamaziva Shemavur Mishtabrura, Reishon Gimel Sifkon Pe'alv, she said, Rak Lahachsik Chom, Umut Elitim Mishabes Afil Lechachilik, Kishetav Shadayin Cham. So it seems like halacha l'maisa would be mutter, but he does say he quotes the Beralacha, and he says yitachen it's mutter, but tov lahachmir if you put it on the ground l'maisa iminichva gabikarka shaper shari lahachser. He says if you left it on the ground l'maisa iminichva gabikarka shaper shari lahachser be mutter what. Mutter be maxer, he says. So Mikra didn't seem to say in Lomdus, it's mutter halacha l'maisa based on this, but he is Messiah to be machmer halacha l'maisa. So that's regarding what that's regarding this concept of the plata, and the maskana of Shlomo Zalman seems to be it's also to put it on a plata chashmalis, even if it's just heated, just mishamer chom. He doesn't say why. So here the oral of Anu wants to say, like Rabbi Yashu and the Bir Moshe, since these kalim can lead to Yatzel lettuce bow, and that would be Bishul, they thought that was Bichlal Kira, and they asked Shia of a Chazara to put it directly on it. So that's what the Maskana of Rosh Hashanah is, would be us to do Shia Lecharchil on that, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, so that finishes up the din of Plata, and the din of doing Shia Lecharchil on a Plata, Chashmolis. Let's go now to the din of Mumar. Okay, let's go down to the din of Mumar. Halacha l'maisa. It's interesting that regarding an apostate, we usually say the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Gimel and Aleph that a Jew never leaves his Kedushas Yisrael, never loses. Afu p'shechot Yisraelu, the Gemara learns it by Achan. However, there are two Rishonim, the Rabbi Avraham HaGadol quoted by the Shulda Giburim and the Miri quotes Gonim and Yevamos Daf Chav Beis, that there is a possibility when a Jew engages in Avodah Zarah, he could lose his Kedushas Yisrael. Even though the Gemara says, Av B'Shechot Yisraelu, but sometime by Avodah Zarah, it's a stunning Kiddush. The Miri quotes Gonim that when he comes back after he became an apostate, he should go to Mikveh. What's the case of Rav Rama Gadol? The case of Rav Rama Gadol is a man was Jewish, of course, and he was married to his wife, he had no kids, he died. He had one surviving brother. That surviving brother became a bishop. He's a mumer. He's not interested in doing Yibum or Chalitza. So the Shulta Giburim quotes Rav Rama Gadol made the following psak, the double Kiddush. He says, you know what? The guy's a goy. And I never would let the guy, the goy, live with his sister-in-law. Because he says, Kanoim Pogimbo. It's a double Kiddush. Number one, the Jews treat it like a goy. And number two, you say Kanoim Pogimbo in the reverse direction. Which is a machlekes. Rav Moshe says, Tysus in the first parak of Yevamos, the end, Tetzain also says it, your reverse direction. What's the lumdus on that? It's a separate shir about Kanoim Pogimbo. What's the Machayev of Kanoim Pogimbo? If it's the Maisa Aveir, it's only in the direction of the Chumash with a Jewish man with a Shiksa, because the kids are going to be Goyim. But if you say it to the Machayev, it's Chil Hashem, you can say it both directions. And he says, Beferish, I would never allow because Kanoim Pogimbo. Rav Moshe says, Tysus in the last half of the first parak of Yevamos, Tetzain is also holds like this Rav Rama Gadol. So it's a chiddush agabe chiddush. And normally we assume a mumar lamaisa. Normally we assume a mumar doesn't lose his kiddush. But there are makaris for it. We should also add on the chsam sofer nichos tefillin simon lamates on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Din has invested in them the power to throw out people from kiddush Yisrael. The 10 tribes on Tetzain and Beis Din were thrown out of Klal Yisrael. They lost kiddush Yisrael. Beis Din has the power to throw out mafkiyah kiddush Yisrael of people. Even though it's a chiddush, but lamaisa, there is such a concept. But as I said, we normally don't assume that a guy is what that a guy a mumer has lost is what has lost his kiddush. So, but I want you to know these makiris. There is a possibility that maybe sometimes that does come up. So I wanted to connect this now to the concept of Maisha Shabbos we've been learning about a mumer. So. What's it then if Yisrael Mumu's a Madlik and Or, Madlik light for Yisrael? What do you say? So, if Yisrael is in darkness where there's no light at all, and he can't see anything, and Yisrael Mumu comes and lights it, for sure it's also to derive benefit. It was Nidlik B'Isser. We don't assume he's like a goy. And therefore, Lamaisa, you might not have to leave the house, but you certainly can't read, and you can't do anything, Lamaisa. You know, that shows you're getting any benefit. But the Shiloh comes if you have a room where there was not so much light, and you could read Al-Piyat Chak, but you could read, and a Yisrael Mumar goes ahead and lights more of a candle, more of electricity. Zemutarinene from that candle. So Reb Moshe writes in Ibn Ezra, Chelik Dalet Simin Samvezos Gimel, granted that the Mishnah Brura in Shin Zayin Simkon Ayin Vav says there's no Isra Hana in this situation from a malacha that the goy did for Yisrael, because the bottom line is, even without the goy, you could have what? You could have read with Tchak. Nevertheless, by Yisrael Mumar, who's Malik the Nir, it's mistabir that if you didn't say it, Baloshin Sivui, but it was like you're talking out loud, that you can't really read well, and the Yid heard, and he lit it, it would be usur. Even though B'dochak you could read. Now, if Yisrael did it on his own without you saying anything, Lamaisa, then L'chura, you wouldn't usur because it shows you didn't want that Hana. But if you know deep down that you're really deriving benefit, Taka would be a problem. So Reb Moshe is masber there very beautifully. What's the chiluk between a goy that's madlik bishviloi, where it's mutter, even if you're magal das, and the mumar? So Reb Moshe says, because be'etzim, by a goy lighting it for you, there's no iser be'etzim. Mikra din, there's no iser be'etzim. Why was there an iser that we have if a goy does the malacha for you, part of amir l'nachri? Because we don't want you to command him to do it. So we don't want you, it's in order to, it's like a siag, kedeshul yitzavelo lasas bishilo. So therefore, in such a case where the Yisrael could read on his own, lamaisa, ayedet chak, so lamaisa, if he could read on his own, then he's going to say it, shiyomel anachri b'loshon sivi lahadlik ner. So lamaisa, in that situation, by a goy is different. Because there's no iser be'etzim mikra din, it's just a siag. So in a case where you can read on your own, it's fine. But a Yisrael mumar, that which he does on Shabbos is usr medina, because of Maisa Shabbos is usr be'etzim, he's still a yid. Memela, there's no room to be machalik about whether I could have read on my own ayedet chak or not. Bavada your nene from the Maisa Shabbos, and therefore says Reb Moshe, there's great room to be mechalik between a goy and a mumar. And in the situation where a goy did it, it's fine. Situation where a mumar did it, it would not be fine. So Lamaisa, that's Reb Moshe's psak. If you look in the Mincha Shlomo Simin Heos Gimel Amud Chavtes, he's mashma Lamaisa that he's not talhata, but he concludes the tshuva lo mashmahachi. And I'll read you his lashon. The Zelushona, Gamaya Nirlini is Dieti in the Linin Chachazor, Mistamik the Ophelo, Shekosov Mogram Dieti, Akum Shari, came in Nenekokach, Hoyle, I have to local Blavachi, Vaide Israel Osser, Chemavur Ryan Sham. So he wants to say, maybe Lamaisa, what you can distinguish is between Achila the Shtia and Hana. Maybe Achila the Shtia, there's what to be Machmer for. Mashen came by Hana Greta, a Maisa Shabbos, Mikra, Adin is Mutabana, just Osser Atsaknas. So in Meila, it could very well be that if I could be Nena Yedet Chak without the Malacha, it might be Mutter. Maybe only by Achila the Shtia, which is like Macholas Asuras in a sense. Remember, we discussed that. Maybe it's in a Sechefsa. I don't think you have to necessarily say it's a Sechefsa, but would fit in better. So maybe Lamais has room to be Machmer Achila the Shtia, but not like Avi Hano. So he says, If you have a candle and you tell a goy to light another candle, Mishnah Brura says in Reish Ayin Vav Sivkon Chof, it's mutter to minene, kol ma sheyochel lanos ayde chak minirach, minirachad. Which is against the Magen Avraham and Eshel Avraham Sivkon Zion. But he says, who would dinami? Ayde Yisrael, it's mutter to derive benefit. Only by Achila Vishtiyah do we do mechalim tin Yisrael and a goy, but not linin hano. So he seems to say, would say by a Jew, a mumer that did it, maybe it would be okay, because not a chilu l'shti, it's considered be hana. But then he quotes from the Divi Achronim, lo mashu shechilku b'zeh bein hana v'achilu, sof kol sof, you're getting hana, and it should be yasser. Okay? So it seems like Reb Moshe asks it, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, lom d'smuta, but then he backs out and says you'd have to be machmer. So we're machalik in a goy and a mumer in a case where you could do it ayedet chak. What happens if you're walking upstairs and there's no light at all? And you got to go slowly. And then a yid comes, and he's what? He's madlikit. Can you still go up or not? Are you able? Do you have to stop? Do you have to go down? Or are you still able to go up? So the more Shabbos quotes from Rabbi Yoshev, and Chelikav, Omid Shin Peches, it's mutter to go up the stairs. Not a problem. That's not called anah. Because you could have gotten up there anyway. it would have been a little bit of a tircha, but he says that's not called hana. And Reb Fisher Zatzal, Reb Yaakov Fisher Zatzal also says, it's mutter to go up to Madregas, and you don't have to worry about it. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the great Gon, Shlita, that it's considered to be a problem. You don't have to mavatos mam and wait, you know, because of Machal Shabbos, the murmur is madlik the chashmo. But the Yalkut Yosef does say you shouldn't go quickly, and he says maybe Lamaisa, you know, you shouldn't check your keys and use, you know, do things that you really are deriving benefit from the near. So that's Legabi the Din of Yisrael Mumar, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, let's get to now the Din about Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is fascinating. Shiloh, whether it's Diraisa Derabanan, Rashi has Beferish, that it's considered to be a Diraisa, and it's a Pasuk in Chumash. And we know that in the Gemara, Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Diraisa. That's Beferish in the Gemara. Tosefes Shabbos, whether the Rambam holds, is three Shitas. One Shita in Afronimus, he holds Diraisa. One Shita says Derabanan. And a third Shita says doesn't even exist in the Rambam. The concept of Tosefes Shabbos. So, we have this concept of Tosefes Shabbos, a fascinating concept. And there is a very important concept I want to point out to you. And that is, there's a machlekes between the Taz Marashal in two places in the Chol Shabbos. What's the mechanics of Tosefes Shabbos? Is Tosefes Shabbos change the calendaric day? Or do you say that the day stays the same, just you imbue Kiddush into that day? This is a machlokes Taz Marashal in two places. Let's say them over. The Taz writes that if you bring in Shemini Atzeres early, the din is that you come home from shul and you eat before ski in the sukkah and you say Leish Shabbos sukkah. The Taz says absolutely not. For Chalaf Hayom, the day has passed, you cannot. It changes the calendaric day. And the Marashal says, no, you could say Leish Shabbos sukkah. Abuse Kiddush of Shemini Atzeres, but the day hasn't changed. I'm eating before ski in the sukkah, you could say Leish Shabbos sukkah. Who would deny they have this machloik to raise Sadi Aleph in Chol Shabbos in the summer months? The Taz says you can finish the whole meal, you don't have to eat any kazayas since after Tzitz Kochavim. Because according to the Taz, you change the calendaric day. According to the Marashal, you just imbue Kiddush. He says you make sure you eat a kazayas after Tzitz Kochavim to fill the Sudas Lila. So you have two approaches to the concept of Tosefes. And the truth is, the Sefer Avnei Shoham says it might depend on the Shaila and Brachas. Rav Davin early, Rav Soliver of Shabbos B'Shabbos. Did he say Kiddush or not? The Gemara is a Shaila. The Gemara answers, he said Kiddush. What's that Shaila based on? He wants to say it might be based on these two Tzedakim. If it changed the calendaric day, then you say Kiddush. If it just imbued Kiddush in the day, maybe it only imbues Kiddush vis-a-vis this or Malacha, but not Legabi Kiddush. Maybe you could say that's good for the Shaila. How do you generate Tosefes? So Shlomo Zalman says it works with Tam Neder. What's the example? So the Taz quotes Levush in Chos Rosh Hashanah, where he writes that the whole city was Mekabel Shabbos by mistake. Why? The city had no shofar. So Lamaisa, Thursday, Friday was Rosh Hashanah, and then they had no shofar, and they Mekabel Shabbos early. Then a goy comes riding in a horse with a shofar for the Jewish community, and it was still before Tzeitz HaKochavim, before Shkia. So they got up, the Levush said, it says, we Mekabel Betos. It was a Neder Betos. They undid their Kabbalah, they hadn't Davin Meiriv, and they blew the shofar, at least be Yotzim in Rabbanim. So the getter of the Tosefes Shabbos is did Neder. That's why Shlomo Zalman writes of a guy, Mekabel Shabbos Betos, he realized he didn't Davin Mincha, he hadn't Davin Meiriv yet. Then you could go to the Rav on a summer month before Shkia, and he could Mekabel Matar Neder. Can mutalach mutalamukla the Kabbalah you did, you undo the Kabbalah Shabbos and you can daven mincha. Because that's the way it works out we did. So it's important that we should point out that even if you hold like the Taz, that it changes the calendaric day, this is only in Hilchos Shabbos. You're not going to be chayav skilo, number one. That's a beferish gemara in Yuma daf pe aleph amud aleph. You're not going to be chayav skilo. That's for sure. And Lamaisa, even if we assume you change the calendaric day, we don't say that outside of Hilchos Shabbos. We do not say that outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Beferish, we don't. If you look, Lamaisa, I'll give you a few examples, a few Mara Mekaymas you should know. In the din of Hefsek Tara, right, in your day, we had, I gave him his Kufsari Vav, Sifav, and the Ramah, and the Shach is Mazman and Sifkat and Dalit. If the Kiel is Makabal Shabbos early, a woman can't do Hefsek Tara before, after Shkia, but it's still before Shkia. They daven Mincha Meir, they're done. Doesn't make a difference. And Hilchos Nida, the day hasn't changed yet. And therefore, it's good to have Ziktara. Another example, I think the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Gimel. Let's say, can a boy is bar mitzvah daven for the Yomid, Meiriv. Beautiful voice. His bar mitzvah is bo b'yom on Shabbos. The Makabal Shabbos early in the summer months. They want him to daven Meiriv. We can't let him. Because it doesn't change in Hilchos Shanim. Only change Hilchos Shabbos. The most glaring example is in Hilchos Mila. If you Makabal Shabbos early, up Yidin, and the boy, let's say 7 o'clock, 8:30 Shkia, boy is born 7:30, right? Or boy is born, let's say 7:45, after everyone went home. When's the bris for that boy? Friday. It's not on Shabbos. We're Makabal Shabbos already. It doesn't change the concept of Nichos Mila. Beferish and Shulchan Aruch. So those are three good examples that we just gave. Nichos Nida, Nichos Shanim, Nichos Mila, that it doesn't change in Kol Torah Kula. This concept, Halacha L'maaseh. It's interesting, by Avelis is a whole shaila about what you say by Avelis, though. If something's, you know, if it's Makabal Shabbos early, it would be, let's say, Shmua Krover, Shmua Krochoka. If he came home from Shul, he find out one of his seven relatives died. It was the 30th day, it's 29th, and Makabal Shabbos is day 30. Usually, in Hilchos Avelis, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel. So there it might affect, because it's a special Halacha in Avelis, you might assume it's already a Shmua Krochoka, because he came home from shul, so that's a chiddush lemaisa that we have. But the bottom line is that, and I gave you this machlekes beferish in the Ritva lemaisa and the Taisis and Moed Katan lemaisa. What are you saying, Kol Torakula, about Tosefes Shvi'is? Right, the Gemara has a lashon Yochel Yalak al Tosefes Shvi'is. So what does the Ritva say b'shem Rashi on the Daf? It's not Rashi, right? It's a compilation Rishonim. He says Makis Martis. Halach Lamaisa. He says Makis Martis. Tysus seems to say Lamaisa, it's not Makis Martis. Tysus seems to take it much more seriously there in Mesechus what? In Mesechus Moy Cotton and Gimelvez. I remember we said we don't give Malchus on Tosefus? Lamaisa, right? That might be that's because of Shabbos in Yontif, but maybe on Shri's Taki Arloka. So you see, Beferis, that might be one exception to the rule. And so the Tais might be working with the Taz, says Rav Zhulti. The Ritva and Rashi is working with the Marshal. Doesn't literally change. But in general, in Hilchos Shabbos, we're not going to give you a punishment of Karis, Halach Lamaisa. So we have this Mahalach that we're bringing up about Tosefis. So the Shail is, what's going to be about when you do a Maisa Shabbos in that particular time period of being most of Shabbos, of Osof Shabbos. So, Lamaisa, let's try to break it down, and maybe we could plug it in based on what we've built up. If a person does a Malach Bizman Tosef Shabbos, what do we say? So, if you hold Lamaisa that Tosef Shabbos is the Araisa, so then Poshup Shad, it would be what? There'd be no problem. There for sure would be a Knas of Maisa Shabbos. Even if Tosef Shabbos is the Rabbanon, the Shail is that, you know, do we say that the Chacham also asked the guy's Maisim? Or maybe Lamaisa, their Isur the Rabbanon, Shish Asa, B'Shabbos, Atzmo, the Mene Knas. But if you did it before Shabbos, maybe they weren't Machmer on those what on those particular acts. So if you look in the Sefer Tosef Shabbos, Shin Yil Ches Sifkot Lav, the Bir Halacha quotes it, in Reish Samech Aleph Sifav Demask Ein Malikin, he's mistopic that if you is there a knas of Maisha Shabbos in the time period of Tosef Shabbos. But if you look at the Prima Godim in the Eshel Avram there in Sifkot and Ches, Reish Samech Aleph is mitzadet lameiko, and he says Mashmo same Magen Avram Devin Hashmosha Shavu LeShabbos Tosef Shabbos Lo. So it comes out Nafgemina B'Shin Yil Ches Mavashul B'Tosef Shabbos. So the Prima Godim seems to be pretty makel on this Halacha L'maisa. But the truth of the matter is, what happens if your Makabal Shabbos Kodem Zman let's say, chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos. You know, Tosefes Shabbos could be a half an hour according to the Shita of Shita Mikbetz at the beginning of Be'ah, but we usually assume it could be any a minute or two. Halacha l'maisel. So let's say, in such a situation, let's say l'maisel is such a situation that your Makabel Shabbos, Kodem is man chiyuv Tosefes Shabbos. Let's assume we have a chiyuv of 2 minutes. Okay, let's say Makabel Shabbos 15 minutes before, and then I do a malacha. So what do we say? So the Sefer Mor Shabbos says it's totally whether the Kabbalah's Din Shabbos is a Kabbalah of Yitzumah Shel Yom, or is it just a Kabbalah, it's the Stam Kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos. I think the way we could say it is plug it in our terms. If you all like the Taz and it changes the calendaric day, then I'm sure you should have it. A knas. If you hold that it's like the Maharshal, you're imbuing Kiddusha, make a taste, there should be a knas. And the truth is, it says in Ben Hashmashos, in Reish Samachas Efav, we say it, Ben Hashmashos, we're Mekel, Legabi Yisr, Dmai, and Hatmone, Erev Chatzeris. So Mistama, this Tosef Shabbos shouldn't be any more Chomer than Ben Hashmashos. So Lomaisa, at first glance, one would seem to say that we would work with the Marshal, at least the Gabi this. Now, if you're Makabel Shabbos, Lamaisa, is it Dinuk Shabbos or like Ben Hashmashos? So what's the din? So it's a Machloikis, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Beis, the Gabi Erev Chatzeris. The first sheet is that it's like what? It's treated like Ben Hashmashos. And then the Shulchan Aruch, though, in Reis Samach Alef Siv Dalid, says, so it's mashmah that he goes l'chumra. In other words, there are 2 days that are quoted in Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Beis, and in Reis Samachav Siv Dalet seems to go l'chumra against the cloud, Stam V'yesh Omrim. So the Bera Halacha wants to distinguish in Reis Samachav Siv Dalet and say that there's a big difference. What's the big difference? He says the tzibur was mekabled by baruchu. So if the tzibur is mekabled by baruchu, so l'maisa, that's the tzibur, that's chomer tfei. Whereas a yach is mekabel Shabbos, l'maisa earlier than that, it's not as chomer. That's how he wants the what? He wants a foremfer. And also, the Shulchan Aruch Arav is mechalik in tfilu, which is kabbali tzumos yom, kabbali Shabbos, only stam hosafa. So it could very well be, l'maisa, that maybe one could say, it's hard to imagine though, what I want to say is that it's hard to imagine it, but it's hard to imagine that the period of Tosefes Shabbos should be more chomer than what? Than Ben Hashmashos. But if you would imagine it, it would only be with the Taz, that it changes the calendaric day. If it changes the calendaric day, then you could hear Lamai said that there would be Knossos and it would be what? Treated on a more chomer level. Whereas if you hold like the Marashal, it's much harder to say that the period of Tosefes Shabbos should be more chomer than Ben Hashmashos. So Umaisa, maybe that's what one could be toiling on. Now, what happens in the following situation of Ben Hashmashos itself? Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, a person did Malach after Shkia, which is Ben Hashmashos. Would we ask the Hana from the Malacha or not? So the Mishabru Reish HaMachav Sivkot Nivov quotes from the Prima Godim. So the Mishabru quotes the Brima Gadam, of course it should be Aser. However, the Bira Lachin Maskein Malikin quotes Mashim the Tosefes Shabbos. That's Mistopic with this. He's Mistopic. And he says like this. He says, V'hinei etzim zman ben Hashmosh yadua sheish deus ben aposkin. That if you're matpul kelim chadashim, it's mutter to use them. So that's a very big chiddush. So we should. Prima Gadim says it's aser, but the Bira Halacha brings up the Tosefes Shabbos that Bidi Yevid. There's no knas halacha lamaisa, And Yalkut Yosef says also, but Yevon, there's no Knas, even though for sure it's also to do Malacha, but he says the whole concept of Knas is the Rabbanon. So Savik the Rabbanon Lakula. Savik the Rabbanon Lakula, he wants to tie it. And also in this Chuvis Zayas Ra'anan Simen Hay, also seems to what? Seems to be Makel from, you know, Ben Hashmash is a Safek, and since all things Rabbanon, Savik the Rabbanon Lakula. It's a Dover Sheishlo Matirin. Just wait till after Shabbos, which we always call the Chumrah. But the Knas is Shogigato Mezid, and Mezid in Yisrael Lomis. And that has no Dover, that's not a Dover Sheishlo thing, because that's forever. So we're not going to be Machmer B'Shogig more than Mezid. That's his Cheshbon. So it comes out that there are poskim that are Mekel, Halacha L'Maisa, and it's interesting. We never allowed to do Malacha, but we have to bring up the following, and that is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. You know, the Rabbeinu Tam held that from 58 and a half minutes until 72 has been a Shmashos. And according to the Chassam Sofer, they used to light in Europe while it was pitch black. Mamish. No one in America does that. We're not allowed to do Malacha Ramosh after Shkia. We hold like the Gon and the Gonim. And you're never allowed to do Malacha after Shkia. But there were that they did in Europe hold like the Chassam Sofer, believe it or not. Even Lakula. So that's what the Prima Gadim brings up. I want you to get this in the Eishel Avram Siman Shinu Chesikot Yud. Anytime we find a machlokes in the poskim, we all know that we don't apply the Knas. That famous Prima Gadim we discussed. Mishra Brua quotes it. So is it possible to say the same thing here? A guy 30 minutes after Shkia does a malacha, cooks a chulin on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Natam, it's still Yom. It's fine. Can we say, you know what? This falls under that rubric of the Prima Gadim. And therefore, what would you say? You don't make a knas. So, at first glance, I think that's what one would suggest. Halacha l'maisa. However, the Yalkut Yosef says it's dead wrong. Because l'halacha, the minig has been spread throughout the whole world that we don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. A tinok that's born in this time period, what's the din? We're mal on Shabbos, right? We don't say, oh, it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's still before Shabbos. So he says, also leaning on from the Tavshul, he says, there's no way you should derive benefit from it. This does not fall under this rubric, halacha l'maisa. So he says that if there's no other food to eat, okay, maybe there's what to rely on. But l'maisa, forget about it. If you, everything's all equal, of course the din of knas should apply. We don't say, oh, this is an example of a machlekes in the poskim that we shouldn't apply the din of knas. Okay, so that's regarding this din of Tosefes Shabbos. It's a fascinating din, that halacha. And it has a lot of nafkaminis, let's say by Shavuos. What do we say by Shavuos? We say we're machmer to wait, right? Mechaber says. So that's because Sheva Shabbos is Timilas Tiyena. So what is Sfiris Omer? Is Sfiris Omer like, it has bookends of what? Pesach and Shavuos. So we must view it as a what? We must view it as a mitzvah of Shabbos and Yontif. Because we only say the Shtikal Torah by Shabbos and Yontif. We don't say it outside of that. So maybe Sfiris Omer is considered to be under that rubric of you need Timilas Tiyena, so that's why we don't start early. You know, because it has bookends, Pesach and Shavuos, but it's a separate mitzvah. So we're saying, you see, that you have to say Sheva Shabbos Timilas Tiyena, perhaps. We know that Tosfos says in Arvei Pesachim and Sadi Tesef and Beis, I gave you the Maram HaKaimis, can't start to say it early. Why not? According to the Taz, because it says Vachlas Abasa B'Lai Lazeh. Even if you don't like the Taz, but there's a Xeris Kosa, you need Laila Mamish. You can't start to say it early. Vachlas Mugin of Roman Taz, do you have to drink the wine after? Let's say he had a chazan in the hotel. He 5-10 minutes, he can time it. So he'll start the Kiddush and he'll end up, you'll drink the wine right after Tzeis. Is that good, or the words of Kiddush have to be after Tzeis? That's a machlokes in the details, Magen Ram Taz. When we say you can't start the Seder to have the Tzitz, does it mean just drinking the wine or even the Kiddush? But that's what it says, Vachlas Abbas Vlazen. Now, Rebbe Achase quotes the Rimi Karvil in Brachas that says you can start the Seder early. So even if it says Vlazen, maybe it means I change the calendaric time. So it goes back and forth. This is a running machlokes, Lamaisa, on it. But I thought maybe we could still do this machlokes, whether there's a Knas. That's what we want to tie it between the Taz and the Marshal. What is the Getter Adin, Allah Lomaisa, of the mechanics of Toshav Shabbos? Does it change the calendar? Then there's nothing to pilpul about. For sure, what? There'll be a Knas over and above Ben HaShemashos. You transform Ben HaShemashos too. But if you hold that water just imbuing, maybe then we would assume not. Yes, Yudi had a question before, and then we got to get to the Mayim.
The Taz,
yeah, go ahead.
The Taz, when he's Cholik on the Maharshal, specifically brings up Sphere Zone.
Yes.
He seems to be saying that even though in Afinami you could have counted earlier, you shouldn't because it would, why do that?
Right, right. But I'm saying that he says that because he views Sfiras Omer as under the rubric of like Shabbos and Yontif.
He also says it by Kriya Shema. He says the same svar by Kriya Shema, which is not a function of Shabbos, obviously.
He says you'd be Yotze, yeah? He said it be Feirish?
He doesn't say you'd be Yotze, but he says, like, why would you do it?
Yeah, but it doesn't say you're Yotze, though, you know?
The Lashon he uses seems to say, like, You would.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Even if the Taz says you could, we don't accept that outside the area of Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, that's what I'm bringing out to you. Even if he says you do, he says why would you? But he doesn't say you'd be yaitse, you know what I mean?
Right, but he would have been more.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. But I'm just saying, even if he does, we would not accept that chiddush, okay? All right, let's get to the issue of pouring hot water, Lamaisa. We wanted to get to that. We didn't get a chance to discuss it yet, so I want to discuss that now. Very interesting topic that comes up from the Ben Yonah and the Igeris. The Ben Yonah Igeris at Tshuva. Yom Hei Klal Av Simen Gimel. Muki also quotes the second pirik of Obasra. And he basically says there are two reasons why it's usher to pour hot water into a pot. You have a pot that's hot, you have hot water that you want to pour into a pot. So what's the story regarding this halacha? Okay? What's the story regarding this halacha? How do we view it? Fascinating Shiloh. Halacha lamaisa. Very fascinating Shiloh. So Rabbi Yonah says it's also based on two reasons. Okay? Let's get it. And we have to break down really what he's driving at, lamaisa, when he says it. Pashut Pshat, the first reason is because the water might not be Yatzel lettuce bowl. Okay? Pashut Pshat is the water might not be Yatzel lettuce bowl. In other words, it's a little bit strange. He says, even though it's Rodkin, it Pashut Korkot Yisun, then it should be Bishul. Mimonav Shach, it's difficult. No. If it's Rodkin, Mimela, the burning, the Korkot Yisun shouldn't stop. And if it stopped, then it shouldn't be hot again. So it's a little bit difficult. The Chiddush Yonah Shem, if you look up the Chiddush Yonah Shem, he has a different girsa. He says, Av Mishen Rodchim Lo Paska Korchli Tichasim, which means even though the water is not scalding, but it's still Yatzel lettuce bowl. Okay? That's the way the Yonah Shem wants to say it. Let's get that. The Chiddush Yonah Shem. Even though it's not scalding, it's still Yatzel lettuce bowl. And the Shvus Yitzchok has a different beer. He says, even though it's Rodchim, but it's also because it might not be came to me, Ate and Cham and Shiatz, let us was Bashal and Mayim Chaim. He says that even though it's scalding, it's usher, and the beer adover is basically because we're afraid, Halach Lamaisa, well, we're afraid, and this is the reason the Poshim Shat that he's giving, and let's get it, Lamaisa, the Poshim Shat he's giving is that through the Irui, the scalding is stunted, and it's no longer Yatz lettuce bowl. And therefore, you're going to cook the water. Because through what? Through Irui, it stunts. It's what stunts the heat. So the first one is a concern that maybe practically it's not Yatzel lettuce bowl, one of them. Okay? Second one is because in Lubdis, somehow the Irui, the scalding stops, and it's no longer Yatzel lettuce bowl, and then when it falls in, it's going to get cooked again. So those are the two ways that you can interpret the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ron himself is cholik on this Rabbeinu Yonah. In the beginning of Beret Metonin, he says, La halacha ein bishachar bishul, gam balakshin itztanein, therefore there's no such halacha. So, in the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa holds like the Rabbeinu Yonah, Reishnun Gimel Siv Talit, Yeshlim Chos Biyad Anogin, Lahadmi Boriom, Kumkum Shomayim, Chamin, the Nosman of Som Latochak, there, Bishabish Kishtavshim Itztamek. So, the Shulchan Aruch clearly holds like Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore, Lamaisa, we should what? We should be cognizant of this. Mr. Brura in Sifkat and Pei Dalet says the following chiddush, that this Rabbeinu Yonah is only the Fidah Machaber, who holds that what? By Yain Yatzel, let us well, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol, by Davralach. The Ramah, who holds Kolshin Istan Legamre, holds Ain Bishol Achar Bishol, by what? By Davralach, even in Lomdis. So he doesn't hold of this at all. So it comes out, Lefizeh for Ashkenazim, who hold like the Ramah, Lamaisa, it should be mutter to pour hot water in the tafsil that's already mushkal charcoal. According to the Sfardim, it should be usser, even if it's yatsa lettuce bowl, because Rechosh is that maybe it won't be yatsa lettuce bowl, the first reason Rabban Yonah, or number two, the lumdus of that the scalding is stunted by the process of irui. So Rabban Yomin Zilber in the Aznid Baruch in the Gvav Simin Nun Vav says, Machmer Tov Alav Bracha Mikra Adin like Ashkenazim, you can be Mekel, but Yechavad Das Rabban Vad Yechelik Dalet Simcha Beis says the Sfardim hold like the Shulchan Aruch it's Aser, and he says because of both reasonings. And the Ashkenazim are mutter as long as not in Stan and Legamri. So Rav Meshish in his Sefer Chuvas Tvua Shemish, and in Chuvas Shemish Umbogain, is Marich Lachlok on Rav Avadya. And he says, Lamaisa, why did Rav Avadya ask this? He says, as long as it's Yatza lettuce bowl, it's fine. If it's not Yatza lettuce bowl, Afi Mi'in Yatza lettuce bowl, Yesh Lamekel. And he's mechadish that the ikar reason Rabban Yonah is the first reasoning. The ikar reason is that maybe we're chosh is not yatsa lettuce bowl. He says that second reasoning was just miyape the iser. But lemaisa calls manch and it's yatsa lettuce bowl shouldn't be a problem at all to Rabban Yonah. And he wants to say that lemaisa the mechaber lemaisa would also hold if it's okay if it's yatsa lettuce bowl, which is a tremendous chiddush. But okay, so I want to now look at this Rabban Yonah a little bit further. And what is he driving at? So basically, there are four different reasons or svaras why the Rabban Yonah would aser pouring hot water latocha kederes chomin that's shriveling. Number one is one of the pots might be what? Not yatsa lettuce bowl, and therefore you might cook it. That's number one. That was the pshat lamais we said from the Muki Yosef. Halacha lamaisa. Okay. That's what we said from the Muki Yosef, whether you want to say like the Chiddush Yanche Shem, or you want to say like the Shus Yitzchuk, whatever it is, Lamaisa, but that's the concern. Number two is the following, and that's from the Ran in the beginning of Med Tomnin. The Ran in the beginning of Med Tomnin says that maybe what? Maybe you would argue and say that Iru is Lav Kekli Rishon. So therefore, it comes out that Nesinis Mayim L'Toch Kli Rishon is Mevasel B'Shabbos. So that's what it's based on. Iruiz Lav Kli Rishon. And that's what the Ron speaks out in that Tomlin. That's the Bira Dover. Even if Shneim are what? Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, it would be a problem. Because it would be recooked when you pour it in. The third reason of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which the Poskim really don't quote, is a different Ron. The Ron is on Yechesim Abayz in the Dapei Arif. Not so well known, the poskim do not quote it, Lamaisa. But basically what he wants to say is a problem of Hatmonet. He says, Mashoni Lita Mashavis Mushlim Mantovain near lead usher the Khagav Hatmonet currently in Mishmaitsen. It's called Hatmonet. Taisus on Lamachesim Abay says that's dead wrong, dear Maskal Maisa. He said something that's Ma'urav is not called Hatmonet. Right? Taisus said gets mixed together, the water, that's not called Hatmanah. And that's what Taisha Shita was, right? Taisha said if it comes Ma'urav together, it's not called Hatmanah. So that's Taisha Shita, Lamais. Taisha says, something gets mixed together, it's not called Hatmanah. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you very much. So Lamais, it comes out that third reason the poskim don't quote. And number four is the kobo, which is what? Number four is the kobo, that it might be an issue of hagasa. And when you pour it in, we discussed that with that in the kobo inside, actually, maybe be a problem of hagasa. Okay, so four different reasons that this Rabban Yonah is based on. What's the nafkamina gedola between the two reasonings of the Rabban Yonah and the kobo? In a case where the keder is not on the fire, so then there's no problem of hagasa, lishitasa, the kobo says, it's only a problem of aish. But, lamaisa, there's still a chshash iser bishul. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, which we quoted in Reish Nun Gimel Siv Dal, he says, yesh limchos b'yad ha'nogim, b'hatmin. The hedge Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch is talking about Tavshu Mavusha Kol Tzarko. That whole Kobo is quoted by who? The Ramah. We said that we had a diuk in the Ramah that's even like Rashi, remember that? The Kol Indian. Even with Shalach Aveish. But Lemaisa, you get that, I have that in the Bechina, no doubt, Lemaisa. What's the diuk in the Ramah? Kol Indian. But Lemaisa, there's no doubt that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Kobo. It's Mavusha Kol Tzarko, the minister of Hagasa. So it's clear that he's either working with the reasoning of the Mukhi Yosef, the Machaber, or the Rabbeinu, or the Ran. What's the Nafka mean if you break down those two reasonings of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which was either the Mukhi Yosef shot or the Ran shot? What's the Nafka mean, you'd say? So Nafka mean would be, let's say if they're on the same, they're both on the Kedera and the water are on the same darg of heat. What would you say? According to the Ran, it still would be usher, because why? Sof kol sof iris lavka kli rishon. So then it gets cooked again. But according to the Mukhi Yosef, the whole concern is that maybe one of them are not Yatzel Lenin's bow, where they're both the same one. If they're both on the Eish, there's no chshash. There's no chshash. So which version is the Shulchan Aruch hold of? Does he hold of the time of the Ran, which would be usher and lemaisa? Or do you hold like the time of the Mukhi Yosef, that in the case where it's al Eish, taka would be mutter? So if you look in the Taz in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Reish Nun Gimel, and the Magen Aram, Sifkot Lamed Beis, they claim the Shulchan Aruch holds there's a chash because one of them is not Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. They say it beferish. They mamish say like the Mukhi Yosef. And the Mishabru in Sifkot Pei Dalid quotes, goes with that Mahalach of the Mukhi Yosef. He doesn't say a word of quoting the Ran. So it's mashu, we don't paskin like that. In fact, Degletal in Malachas Ofas, Sova Shmat the Beis, says it's Mashma from the Beis Yosef. He never quoted the Ran once in his beer of Rabbeinu Yonah. Not in Reish Nun Gimel, not in Shinir Ches. Shmuchuk, he doesn't hold like him. So by process of elimination, the Mechaber doesn't hold like the Kolbo. He doesn't hold like who? The Ran. So he holds like the Mukhi Yosef's Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Plus the fact the Ran's Pshat is very shvir. Why is the Ran's Pshat shvir? L'chur, it's against the Gemara. What was the Shaila in Lamed Tesim and Beis? Pina Mimechem L'Mechem. You transfer water from one Mechem to another Mechem. Gemara has a Shaila about what was it? Mahu and lives is taken, correct? Yes? I don't understand. Why don't you say it's also Abs Bishul? Soon as the water is taken out from the Min Kli, even though it's scalding, don't you have that Lamed of Pasuk Kochri Tichasim? Should be like a klisheni. See, according to the Mukhi Yosef, we're not chayshish, that maybe it diminished. I ain't actually that as well. Because Mistama, what? We're talking about against the Mechem's Rishon, Tzoman al Eish, we're not chayshish. But according to the Ran, you have this lumdis of through the Iru, it's Miskarer, should be Usr. Chazanisha has this kash as well. Simon Laman Zayin Sikon Yagimel, Dimask Mishabrura. Ah, you want to tell me something about a Dabar Yavish? Very shviri, says the Gemara, should have said that. And therefore, since the Mechaber's Mekel by Pina Lepina, it's Muchuk that he doesn't hold the one. He's not working with the Ran. And the Emes said, what's the Lashon the Shulchan Aruch? Yesh Limchos. What does Yesh Limchos mean? What does Yesh Limchos mean? Protest. If you held like the Ran, that Iri's Lav Kikarishon, you should have said it's Usser, not just Yesh Limchos. Yesh Limchos means, you know what I mean, there's a little bit of room to what? There's a little bit room to maybe have a tzad heter, but I don't like it. If you held mamish like the Ran, it should be usher. So it comes out that it's mavur, that the Mechaber is working with the reason the Mukhi Yosef shot in the Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the Ran. So it would be come out that it would be mutter to pour hot water into a hot pot, kolzman, they're both on the Eish. And that's what the Chuvis Mikvah Mayim Paskins, Chelet Gimel Simen Membeis, and Yechavadas quotes a Chelet Dalet Simen Chavbeis. Shulchan Aruch will be Modi Yesh Lahaka. And also the Sefer Nativ Am Reish Nun Gimel and the Jews Or Letzion, Perek Yitzan Lachas B'Yurim quotes this far as well. So there's good reason to say, Lamaisa, that it would be what? That it would be okay in such a case. Okay, now, he brings up a Svara here in the Sefer Olavano, which I really don't understand. I'll just present it to you. He talks about, what about issues of Mexican Mavasha? So he claims that if they're both on the fire, there's no Isra of Mexican Mavasha. I don't understand. Why is that true? If they're both on the flame, why? If they're both on the flame, pouring from one into another, why is it not a problem of Mechzik and Mevashel?
Shouldn't that be like circumventing issues of Mechzik and Mevashel through Chazara?
Yeah, but he says if there's Shnei Amalesh, why is it automatically no Mechzik and Mevashel? She just assumes that as a double repulsion.
Because it's like Chazara then.
You mean in a permissible way, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, that's what he wants to say. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Good. But Lamaisa, okay, and this is what Lamaisa is the Or Lavanah's Mahalach in the Yuat, in the Mechaber, that he holds like the Mekiyosef Shan Rav Inyana. Does anyone disagree? Yes. Rabbi Avadya in Yechav Adas, I want you to get it. Chelik Dalid, Simon Chavez claims the Mechaber holds like the Ran. Shot in Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mechaber in Yordei holds Iri Kli Rishon is only Vashu Kli Klipa. So he says that Iri is Lavka Kli Rishon. So Lomaisa, he basically wants to say, and he says, you know what? Don't be bothered by the fact that the Beis Yosef didn't quote it. Don't tell me the fact that Beis Yosef don't quote Muki Yosef, that the Mechaber can't go like the Ran. He says not true. The Beis Yosef did quote the Tamiya of the Ran and the Teretz of the Maria Abua on the Rabbeinu Yonah. So you see that he holds like the Ran. And he says the Beis Yosef quotes the Shidush Rabbeinu Yonah with the Bira of Maria Avua. For sure that's what the Shulchan Aruch is holding. And therefore he says that his Mahalach is that the Mechaber is going with the Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat, Halach Lomaisa. So I want you to point out that Yechav Adas, two different Mahalachim. But that brings us to the following. If we follow the Or Lavanah's Pshat, not the Mahalach of Rabbi Avadya, why is it, do you think, that he didn't like the Ran, the Mechaber? Why did he not like the Sfar of the Ran? So this L'chura is totally in a machlokes in the Egletal and the Bir Aloche. According to the Bir Aloche, Shulchan Aruch holds Iruiz Kekli Rishon. So Memela, that's why he can't hold of what? He can't hold of this concept. If Ziris Kikrusha, it's not blocking or anything, scalding anything. According to the Egletal, the Egletal has a theory that Mayim that's found Bashir Yatza Letisbo is not mispashal, even if it doesn't have the koch to cook. The Egletal develops this Mahalach, it's a Mahalach Chodesh, where he wants the taina that mayim that are misoyim b'shir yatzal letisbo are not misbashlim, even if they have no koach to mavashlim. That's what the Egletal wants the taina. So lemaisa, it comes out that that might be another reason why he doesn't like the Ran's theory, but that's against the Bir Aloche. It's against the Bir Aloche. The Bir Aloche assumes are always in consonance with one another. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that this two svaras why, if you assume he's like the Nebuki Yosef Pshat Rabbi Yonah, why he didn't like the Ran's Pshat, Halacha Lamaisa. So let's get to this. What do we say, a Halacha Lamaisa, for the Psak of Ashkenazim? Okay? So the Magen Avraham in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat and Lamed Beis, says that it's not Litzdan Legamri, there's no Bishul. Therefore, it's mutter to pour hot water on Tocha Kedera. No problem. And the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Nun Gimel Sifkan Bei Dalet, says the Mechaber's Lishitosel, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Belach. But we paskin like the Ramah, Anu Nogin, Kaposkim, Timon Litzdan Legamri, Filip Adar Belach, Leke Mishu Bishul Ov. Im Kedafilim, Im Echad, Eni Yatsa Letazol, Yishcham Eri Erev Shari. So he says, Beferish, Lamaisa, it's okay. Why aren't we Choshish that maybe one of them is down on the Gamre? We're not Choshish for that, Lamaisa. Because we're not Choshish for that. Because you can distinguish all the time whether it's the Stan Legamre or not. But the Yatzel Letisbo is much harder. Halacha Lamaisa. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Maisim B'chol Yom. That's the Lashon. Shemarim, we pour Rotav Lakaras Akitnius into the Kitnius. And Lamaisa, we assume that what? We assume it's considered to be okay. The Shartzin, Sifka 9 test says, Yafinin Davis and Miatzasa, Shiatzal, Besov, Lita, Kidios, Lotah, Rotev, Shemekara, Lola Hefech. So it comes out that the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, Mikra Din, say it's what? Mikra Din, they want to say, Maisa Mechol Yom, Lamaisa, if you follow the Ramah, it'll be okay. But if you follow the Mechaber, it's going to be a problem. So it comes out that they seem to be machmir for the shita of the Mechaber, and not to be makel if it's nistan and pachs miyatz a lettuce bowl. And that's why it's tov to pour water through the calf, through a spoon. And that's where our conclusion. Now it's a little bit strange because in Shinyan Ches, which is the Mokker, the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah aren't choshes for the Mechaber at all. And all of a sudden they're what? They're machmir here in Reishon and Gimel, legabe this din. So the Sefer Pnei Shabbos wants to say the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah are choshes for the Mechaber to pour soup on the kidneys, beklisheni. Kevichi Yochalishbuch Ade Kaf. Ukadom and Biyotu, the Sheet of the Mechaber is always better. And in the din in the Mechaber itself, the poor L'tocha Tavshin, Mistamek, Klevishon, there will rely on their Oma, and there's no Isser, Kosman, Stan, and Stan, and Gamri. So that's one terrace. Another terrace is Shama Yoinison, and Omer Kufay and Gimel says, only a Minig Mesuya Mazeh, the Mishneh Berurah woke up and said, Kfiya Metzias, woke up and he wanted the Mizaris, the Oilam. The Mishneh Berurah is Ma'orer, Kfiya Metzias, Shalom, it's Matsui, that it does get a little bit cool. So you shouldn't pour it, Shemi, it's Stan, and Gamri. He didn't pay attention. But in general, where it's Chaim Ksas, there's no Isser. So it comes out in Lebnei Ashkenaz, it's Mutter to pour water to Chakderish and Mitztamek. Kolzman, the Maim, is a little bit Ksas Chaim. It's considered to be okay. And the Shmir Shabbos, the Perek Alpha, Lachatet Zayin, Shtei Kederis, Omnus, Agabe Eishu, Atev Shilin Shemen, Mevushon, Kotzarkam, Mutter Lavir, you can go back and forth, Mashen Mechavirta. Tichanu Rom, Shtei Tavshim, to Chakderish, Omeres, Ak Eish, Mechusa, Olech, Mespayish, Mutter Litzok, Benachas, slowly, minamayim rotem shemadud omen al eish. So lemaisa, we have this. That's what comes out from the Shmir Shabbos halacha lemaisa. So it's interesting that there might be a slight distinction in the Mishneh Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion. We said lemaisa, according to the Ramah, it's aser pina mimakom mechem lemechem. According to Magen Avraham, it's aser. According to Shaar HaTzion, it's mutter. So according to Shaar HaTzion, I understand why there's no Isser Lebnei Ashkenaz in our case, because there's no Kshash Bishul, and like you said, there's no Isser Mechzikim Vashul, it's mutter Lefonos Mechem Lemechem. According to the Magen Avraham, there's no Kshash Bishul, but there is a problem Mechzikim Vashul. So Lemaisa, even though the Chazon Ish was saying it was Samach Lakira, but Lemaisa, according to the Magen Avraham, it might be what? There might be reason to what? Might be reason to be Machmir, Halach Lemaisa. So there might be a slight difference between the Mishneh Berurah and the Chazon Ish. So what that brings us to is what using a cup. What about using a cup? What about using a cup in the middle? So this is interesting. So the Bralach and Shinichesiv Dal the Maskim Nitzanik what's Mashem the Prima Godim that once you put a Dover Lach, you put into a Kli Sheni. We mentioned this Prima Godim with the Bralach. Even though it's still Yatzal letters, but it's treated like Nitzanik done. So according to that, it would be usher to pour the water, the emsos hakos, because the regular you pour the water in a kos, it's like mayim sonanim. And therefore you pour it back in, and vashem mayim b'shabbos. So that's the pashup shot, you wouldn't be able to use a kos. However, maybe the bralach is only according to who? The mechaber. But according to the Ramah, there's no issur, even if it's cold, less than Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, there's no issur of Bishul Kozman, it's not on Legamri. Even if it reaches the water, is a Gia, Mayim, the Klisheni, it's Mutter to put it back, Klisheni, Kozman, it's not cooled down. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Taka says, Pirakav, so it would be able, you would be able to use a Kos, Halacha L'maisa. Now, what's the Svaras? What's the Svara? What's the Svara of why, according to the Mechaber, Klisheni is Dino Kinitstane? So the Poshup Shad is that Yesh Bishlach or Bishlach less than Yatzel lettuce bowl. That's only when there's a koach in the mind to cook, meaning it's hot until Yatzel lettuce bowl. So B'chiyai Gavna, it can't get cooked. But Kolzman Lamaisa doesn't have a koach to Mavashal. What's the inverse of you don't have the koach to Mavashal? It can get cooked. It goes Habatalia. If it can't cook, then it gets cooked. Then it's Mispashal. So if you pour water on top Klisheni, since a Klisheni is not Mavashal, Mela, all the water they're found there are Mispashalin. And therefore we assume it's already cooked. It's like Mayim Sonanim. So according to the Mechaber, it always works. A is Tol and B. But according to the Ramah, it's not Tol HaBatali at all. According to the Ramah, even if it's not doesn't have a Koach Levashel, Then we said, "Ain't b'shachar b'shachar in the ramah." Even if it's pachmi atz a lettuce ball, even if it doesn't have koch lavasho, still me kol makom imis bashlin. So you pour mayim l'tol kli sheni, even though it has no koch lavasho, we don't say automatically that it's mispashlin and it's dina k'mayim sonanim, because according to the ramah, they're not habal talia. So that's why that prima gadim that we pointed out. Remember that prima gadim b'alacha. That's one of the mechaber. But according to the ramah, Lamaisa, we would say, well, you can still use a kos, halacha lamaisa, and therefore it would be not a problem to use a kos to pour it in. Comes out according to what? According to that din. And lamaisa, it's interesting, lamaisa, because if you hold like the Egle Tau seems to say that he understood in the Shulchan Aruch, the way that he understood in the Shulchan Aruch, that the matirin that will pour water on Toka Tavshos, mutter also to pour water Bem Sosa, because even according to the Mechaber, against the Prima God in the Bir Halacha. Egle Tav says mutter even according to the Mechaber, because he wants to say, Lamaisa, remember we had that Svara, he understood the Shekhanach, anything that's Cham, Achi, Aso, Letizbo, even if you pour Lekli Sheni Kedoma, it's Loni Spashal if you're Machzer Lekli Rishon, since it's still hot, Achi, Aso, Letizbo. So that's what he wanted. We don't say kol davar shehifsin hacha lavashal memel mispashal. He didn't hold to that in the Mechaber. He held el efshishlo yeser koach lavashal vabikin lo mispashalin. So according to what? According to the Egle Tau, it would be mutter also as well halacha lamaisa to use the what? To use the kos. So that's the theory that comes out lamaisa legabe what? Legabe the water. And the truth is, we should be makel and use a kos. Lamais, we want to say that according to the Ramah, for sure it would be okay. According to the Mechaber, Lechura, according to the Bir Halacha, Prima Gadim, it would be a problem. But according to the Egle Tau, Shan, the Mechaber, it would be okay, even according to the Mechaber, Halacha Lamais, to pour the water in. And at the end of the day, it seems like this Rabbeinu Yonah, we paskin, the Mechaber holds like. We're going with the Pshat of Miki Yosef, even though Rabbi Avadia says you could say the Pshat is according to the Ran Pshat in the Mechaber. But Lamais, the Ramah Bechlal, doesn't accept it. And he's Mekel, Allah Lamais. And the questions are these two independent reasonings. Rav Meshish held against Rabbi Avadia Ikaris was the number one. And as long as you know both the Atzeletas, but it would be good according to the Mechaber. Whereas Rabbi Avadia, both reasons are critical. And you have that lumdus that the Irui would what deflects the what the heat and therefore might be becomes less than the answer let us well would be a problem, Bishop. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow Yehuda is going to say a chabura. Now I forgot to mention obviously it's all optional, and I would imagine, see, most years